What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Boy, 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 gentlemen, we all know that a woman's mouth can be salvation or it can be her destruction. And once again, a woman's mouth got her ticket punched and her soul entered into the termination train. Now, this article was published on the 2nd of September. And yes, gentlemen, yes, Shocktober is in effect. And there, of course, will be a marathon. You guys know I'm not missing it. Rogers County man arrested after telling deputies he offlined his wife over a recent divorce request. Gentlemen, what did I say in yesterday's video? If you're a woman, if you're a wife, and you decide that you're going to use the system, the gun of the state, to fuck up your husband's life on the way out, you better be ready to protect your life during that tasking. And here we have another one. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Rogers County deputies arrested a man after he told them he offlined his wife because she told him she wanted a divorce after 12 years of marriage. The Rogers County Sheriff's Office says domestic violation terminations are too common in Oklahoma. Deputies say Clifton Hampton showed up at Vanita Emergency Room with his wife wrapped in a mattress pad, wearing only a t-shirt and her underwear. They say he told different versions of what happened. Quote unquote, here's a guy that's probably not going to do real good on Jeopardy. Rogers County Sheriff Scott Walton said. He shows up with a story that's pretty easy to poke holes in. They say Hampton first said that he and his wife, Christina, had gone on a drive and Christina got out, walked away, and he found her collapsed on the side of the road. Next, they say he told them Christina walked away from the house and he drove around and found her. Fortunately, he didn't labor us too long before he gave it up and purged his soul, said Walton. They say he finally admitted that she asked for a divorce and they fought all night. Deputies say he strangled her the next morning when she called him pathetic and she said she made fun of him. But then he realized he had gone too far. He says she still had a heartbeat, so he took her to the hospital. Quote unquote, a needless loss of life over a moment of anger. And that's exactly what it came down to, said Walton. Clifton told investigators there wasn't any domestic violation in their marriage. Sheriff Scott Walton says Hampton will be charged with her termination. Walton says that violence is never the right response to anger. Now, gentlemen, we all know this. Women are the masters of verbal violence. Why? Because they know that there is no system in place that punishes them for that. Nope. A woman can tongue lash a man in public up and down. And not only will people not do anything, they'll actually laugh at and mock the man that is being victimized. However, as soon as that man decides, you know what, I'm not going to take this anymore, and decide, oh, I'm going to actually retaliate, then society wants to have a hissy fit. However, nowadays, more and more people are simply stepping aside and letting it go down. But, yeah, we all know this. And a lot of us, we've actually been victimized by women and their aggressive mouth. But, well. Gentlemen, as I previously stated, a woman's mouth can be her salvation or her damnation. Because, once again, far too many women consistently get away with verbal abuse, emasculating a man, talking reckless to a man. However, as I've stated before, the chains of restraint for a lot of men have been broken. See, as men, we understand these four simple words: talk shit, get hit. There comes a point between men where there's such thing called fighting words. Yeah, you say something across the line, you might get knocked out. But see, women for their entire lives, they've never had that, especially from their own dads, if they had a dad in their life. But most women's dads do not appropriately punish them, which is why they flow through life thinking that every man is going to treat them like their daddy's little princess. No. Especially in this case, she decides to call him pathetic and then making fun of him and mocking him, especially after saying that I'm going to use the system to fuck your life up. Yeah, she painted him into a corner and he came out with the lethal blow. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, sounds like it went down in their home. I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, I'm going to go with the hands of hate for a cool 50. Psychological impact. He had to bring her still somewhat alive carcass to the ER, so I'm going to give that a 50. And for the brutality factor, once again, gentlemen, Circle William got set. That oxygen supply got cut off. He made his face the last thing she saw, possibly before it all faded to black. So I'm going to give that a 45. So Clifton, Chokehold Hampton, gets a score of 155. Once again, gentlemen, we have to constantly remind ourselves, have to constantly understand how women try to fight men. They know they can't beat us physically. They know this. Even though some are under the delusion that they can, because us men are constantly holding back. But no, they want to go at us with words. They want to cut us down with their mouth. Yeah. Like I said before, more and more men are no longer letting women get away with having a reckless mouth. They're not doing it. And yeah, people are saying, oh my God, that is so terrible. Why would he do something like that? You have to understand, once again, this goes back to something that I always say. You never know what's happening behind closed marital doors. How much verbal and psychological and mental abuse that this man put up with before they got to that point. See, nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about that because, oh, well, we can't see any damage. So yeah, if your wife is being mean to you, you know, just tell her to shut up. And then if a guy says, hey, woman, shut up. Oh, my God, you're being abusive. Yeah. Another one of these one-way double standards. But hey, more and more men are now striking back. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article if you desire. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who continue to believe that you can have a reckless mouth and that nothing's going to happen to you because of it, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power that you think that your mouth gives you that's not going to get any consequences behind it, that is going out. Feminism, and once again, that part of the Duluth model that women love to hide behind, which is verbal abuse, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, we have a man who was faced with the gun of the state by a woman who decided to be reckless with her mouth by painting him into a corner. And he came out of that corner with a lethal intent. And he followed through with it. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.